Final segment, 9 to noon. Stephon Diggs, rookie receiver, punt returner for the Minnesota Vikings, should be joining us shortly. But if only in truncated fashion, joining us now is a man here doing a show with Sirius NFL Radio. The co-host is Bruce Murray, and the analyst is Rich Gannon, former MVP, former Vikings quarterback, and locally based Rich Gannon is here now. What's up, MVP?
You know, I always get the chills when I come here because I look at these fields. This is really where I got my start. Right here in Mankato, I stayed at the dorms, which are no longer here over at Gage Hall, but yeah. It brings back a lot of fond memories here in Mankato.
Were they fond at the time?
They were tough at the time. I remember that. I just remember that it seemed like we had 120 players in training camp, and I just thought to myself, if there's any way I could make this football team. And
really?
You know, I was kind of a long shot and wound up making the team. Spent my first 6 years here in Minnesota.
And you went to a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders. You also played with a couple who were enshrined into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Will Shields, one of the better guards in the history of the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tim Brown with the Oakland Raiders. What was it like throwing to Tim Brown?
Well, it was a joy. I mean, I think he's one of the smartest players I ever played with. He was just always knew where to go and what to do and how to do it. And then the bigger the game, the better he played. I was fortunate to play with him. And then, of course, on the other side, I had Jerry Rice. So I was spoiled there. And, of course, you mentioned Will Shields, PA. He was he was one of the best offensive linemen I played with. And I played with some great ones. I was fortunate to play with a couple Hall of Famers right here in Minnesota and Gary Zimmerman and Randall McDaniel. But Will Shields was a very, very talented player there in Kansas City.
Rich Gannon.
Amazing it took Tim Brown this long to get in. I mean, during his playing career, it was just an assumption at the end that he was going to be a Hall of Famer.
I think it shows you how difficult it is to get into those hallowed halls in Canton. I mean, there's a lot of great players that aren't in that maybe will never get in, but I think it's just a select few, and I think he realized. I think the weight was probably good for him, but I think he realizes that guys like Marvin Harrison, Randy Moss are starting to come up. So
Terrell Owens, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that it was important that he get in, because if not, he might have been waiting a long time.
You know, also of note with Tim Brown is he played special teams for a long time in his career. Usually if you get to that level of success at wide receiver, the team starts protecting you. But not Tim Brown. He was a special teamer for a long, long time and a really good one.
Even when I got there, the big games, we'd put him back there and he'd return a punt, return a kick, and he's still really talented at that. But it's amazing to think that, as he mentioned in his speech, he played with 20 quarterbacks.
Unreal.
And, it's hard when you continually fire coaches like Al Davis did and replace coordinators and replace quarterbacks. To have that type of consistency in production, it's pretty amazing.
Rich Gannon with the SiriusXM NFL Blitz here with Bruce Murray. They're doing their annual stop in Mankato for SiriusXM Radio. Nice to have the MVP on the radio. What are some of your Vikings-related talkers into today's show? Like, what are some things when, nationally speaking, you guys think Vikings, what immediately comes up?
Well, I think the big story is getting 28 back and how it's going to impact the young quarterback, how it's going to change the way I think North Turner can call a game. I just think that you go out and get a guy like Mike Wallace, and you've got some speed already with Patterson. I just think the ability to be able to have some one-on-one matchups outside because of what AP can do in the running game, I think it's really going to change the way the Packers, the Lions, the Bears really approach this offense from a defensive standpoint in terms of how you're going to shut down 28. It's going to really open up things for the young quarterback.
Obviously you're MVP quarterback, your assessment of Teddy Bridgewater carries a lot of weight with our listeners. What do you want to see Teddy do better this year to expand on what was a pretty successful rookie year?
Yeah, I think that, he played 12 games last year. He got some, I think he really got his feet wet. I think he showed great poise. I think I want to see more leadership out of him. I want to see more command of the offense. I want to see him play faster under center. I want the ball to come out quicker. And the one area where I think he can be better, and I think he will be better, I want to see him push the ball down the field a little bit more. And I think that's something that, last year I think he struggled with a little bit, his accuracy on some of the deep balls, his anticipation.
Agreed.
He's got some receivers that if he waits to throw it, he won't get it there. Say if you wait, you're late. With a guy like Mike Wallace, if he's running a seven route or a go route, and you take that extra hitch or two, you may not reach him. So I want to see him throw the ball down the field a little bit better. I don't know that, he has to feel like he has to make every big throw, but just to be able to push the ball down the field with a little bit more accuracy and consistency will be important.
I completely agree with that. That was the one thing that it got better as the season went on, but we didn't have the downfield anticipation. And people knock his arm strength. I don't think and you tell me, you're a better suitor than I am. How important is arm strength to passing, to having an effective downfield passing attack?
It's really not. I mean, I didn't have
You didn't have a cannon?
I didn't have an arm like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but yeah. I think if you anticipate, you get the ball out quick, you understand the offense. I mean, that's a big part of it. If you know, and I think that's where you'll see the improvement. I think for him to play fast, to get the ball out, most deep throws are completed between 40 and 44 yards. That's where the ball, you know, you get the ball up and down, and it's not like you have to throw it 60 yards in the right. NFL. It's just a question of getting the ball a little bit quicker.
The offensive meetings are running long. No Stephon Diggs today, still in meetings.
Nah,
a couple of quickies to close here with the MVP. Mike Zimmer is the head coach into his second year. I know you're fond of him and his physicality-first approach. Into his second year, Rich, what do you think will be better?
I just think that, you know, we talk about reps for a young quarterback. I just think even for, you know, a coach like Mike Zimmer, who was so consumed for all those years worrying about the defense, I think just being more involved with the overall plan in terms of offense, defense. I mean, we look at what's happening in Green Bay. You know, one of the best play callers in the business, Mike McCarthy, has now stepped aside, and he's going to, you know, be the head coach and now, you know, be calling plays. That's a big change in Green Bay. So
yeah.
I just think Mike's ability to maybe pull back a little bit from the defense, pay a little bit more attention to what's going on offensively and with special teams. But I think he's an outstanding coach, very demanding of his players. He holds them accountable. He's a great teacher, great communicator, and I think he's the perfect fit here in Minnesota.
Last one, I think we are going to have Steph on for just a couple of minutes. Go.
Rich, you were talking about coaches, and when Mark Trestman took the Bears job and had a lot of success the first year, we were able to talk to you at the Combine, and you really loved him, and you had a lot of success with him as a player. Ultimately didn't work out in Chicago. Do you have any thoughts on Trestman, you know, where he is and why maybe it didn't work out for him?
Yeah, I mean, I could get the quarterback to play well, and that's, I mean, and that's everyone's tried in Chicago. It hasn't worked out, and he knew when he took the job that if he couldn't get Cutler to play better and win, that he'd be gone. And it was a little bit earlier than we thought in 2 years. He's in a situation now which I think is awesome. He's in Baltimore with Joe Flacco, you know, and they have a good running game, a good defense, and I think Mark's a good football coach. I think we all have our strengths, and we all have our weaknesses. I think the thing that Mark struggled a little bit with was just, you know, trying to get Cutler to really buy in. I don't know. I like John Fox. I don't know if anyone's ever going to get Jay Cutler to be the type of player he can be.
Rich, you're awesome. Get ready for your radio
show.
Thanks for stopping by, all right? Rich Gannon, former MVP in the National Football League, also a Super Bowl quarterback. Stephon Diggs, I guess he's going to join us for a couple of minutes. He just got out of meetings. We have like 2.5 to 3 minutes left in the radio show. I guess